Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So, the Mishnah... Sorry, no, we're not. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah is discussing a case over here of, let's say, you only have one very small oven. So what... How would you proceed? Because if you leave the dough alone just for a few minutes, then seemingly it would start to rise, may become chametz. So what are you going to do? So Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel says, Shalosh Nashim Lashos Ka'achas, when you have three women who are kneading their dough together, Va'ofos Batonar Achad, Zo Achar Zo. All they do is just bake their dough in the single oven, one after the other. It's as simple as that. Don't be concerned that anything's going to become chametz. It's such a short amount of time, seemingly that you have nothing to be concerned at all. The chametz say not so fast. Shlosh nashim oskos ba'batzeik. When you have three women who do want to do this, well, the three women have to be busy with their dough at all times. Achas lashav, achas oreches, achas ofa. So how does that work? So you should have one woman kneading, one woman shaping her matzah or her dough, and one woman who is baking. So you should never have the dough unattended. Rather, it should kind of just be like consecutive. So once the woman who was kneading a second ago begins to then shape her dough, then the second woman should start kneading, and so on and so forth. That's how the process should work. And Rabbi Akiva seems to come in and seems to agree with the Chamim, and he gives the reasoning for it. So Rabbi Akiva, oh, Meir. He says the reason why this is so is because not all women and not all wood and not all ovens are alike, and that basically his explanation is that since nothing is alike, so even though you want it to move like a smooth process, maybe this oven or maybe the wood that's heating this oven will take a little bit longer to cook the dough that's in there, and then the dough that's waiting might take be outside a little too long not being touched, and then it'll become chametz. So therefore, says Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim, what do you have to do? You have to do it in this consecutive process to make sure that before the dough is fully in the oven and being baked, that it is being worked on so that it will not become chametz, that it will not rise. Zeh haklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Tafach tiltosh batzonin. If a woman, or I guess anyone, sees the dough is about to, or it's beginning kind of to swell, then she should take some cold water, moisten her hands a little bit, and then spread this cold water over the dough, and that will sort of prevent it from slow down the leavening process and stop it from becoming chametz, it would seem. But again, the rule seems to be also that you have to keep working the dough to prevent it from becoming chametz. Okay, Mishnah Hey, Seor Yisareif. So don't be confused when it says Seor. It's not Seor. Seor is another sort of a product. So what is Seor? Seor is some sort of a dough that has started to rise, but it's seemingly not quite chametz. So Seor Yisareif. So when you have this product Seor, again, dough that's started to rise but not yet chametz, so it has to be burned. The Ochlo Patur. But the person who eats this stuff on Pesach is not going to be punished with karis or malkos. It seemingly doesn't have the same status as full chametz. Siduk isareif, but cracked dough, which essentially, if the dough is starting to crack, then it would seem that it is already leavened and probably is chametz. So that has to be burned as well. The ochlo chayev karis, and the person who eats it would be chayev karis because it essentially is seen as chametz, as complete chametz. Ezahu seor, what is seor? How do you know if you reach the status of seor? Kikarne chagavim, says the Mishnah. Well, how do you know? Well, if it has cracks in it that are like the cracks of locusts, which essentially it's saying that they're kind of like these small cracks that don't interweave with each other. They're just kind of like small little cracks on the dough that you see. So that's going to be considered seor, and you don't have to be concerned that if you would eat that, you would be a chayav karis. Siduk, so what is cracked dough that says that not only do you have to burn it, but you would be a chayav karis, like regular chametz? Shinis arvu sedakav zebazet. It's when the cracks cross over with one another, when it's like a very cracked dough, and they start interweaving with one another, all the cracks, that's how you know it's cracked dough, and that would be a chametz gamar. So if you would eat it, then you would be a chayav karis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is. Opinion is, the Chamam say, Zev is Zeha Ochlo Chayav Karis. If you eat either of these things, you'd be Chayav Karis. Both of them would be considered Chametz Gamor for our purposes here. The Ezehu Seyor, so according to the Chamam, what is Seyor? Kol Sheikh Sifu Fanav Kadam Shamdu Sarosav. They say any dough that its surface is pale, like someone like his hair stands up, like when a person gets scared and their hair stands up, they become like pale because they're frightened. So any dough that becomes pale like that, that's so you know that the chametz process that the leavening process has began, but it's not yet chametz, and therefore says the chametz that this would be seor. You would have to burn this dough, but you would not be required to you would not be chayav karis if you did eat this. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, next week we'll continue.